I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1099, Holding Out on Forgiveness. Some of the most damaging words to come out of a person's mouth are these: I will never forgive you for this. For starters, it's the opposite of what Jesus said on the cross while people were killing him. Father, forgive them. And beyond that, it does as much damage to you to not forgive as it does to the person that you think you're really hurting by holding out on forgiveness. I'm not going to go into all the caveats about forgiveness. I've explained before how forgiveness doesn't mean it's okay what happened to you, and it doesn't mean you have to trust them now, and it doesn't mean that they didn't hurt you. I've done other episodes on that. Today, let's just talk about holding out on forgiveness. This podcast is T2G, The Two Greatest. It's about loving God with all we have, and sometimes one of the hardest ways we can love is by actually forgiving someone like God has forgiven us. When we withhold forgiveness, when we sulk and resent and are bitter and hold grudges, we're not loving at all. We're not loving to God. We're not loving to others. We're not even loving to ourselves. When Jesus talks about forgiveness, he doesn't give a gold medal to someone who holds out the longest for the other person to say, "You're sorry to me." No, it's just the opposite. He blesses peacemakers, the initiators, the ones who love and forgive their enemies and actually pray for their good. The strongest language Jesus uses about forgiveness is reserved for those who withhold it. In the Sermon on the Mount, after teaching the disciples what we call the Lord's Prayer, he added one line about just part of the prayer. He didn't say anything about, "Give us this day our daily bread," or "Your kingdom come," but he added this about forgiveness. He said, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." If ever there were cringe-worthy verses in the Bible, that's it. You can do all the theological gymnastics you want to try to explain it away, to say it doesn't say what it says, but don't miss the point. The point is, we have been forgiven, and we are not supposed to hold out on forgiveness with others. Forgiveness has been defined this way. Forgiveness is giving up the hope that the past could have been different. It's accepting the past for what it was and using this moment and this time to help yourself move forward. Another person said, "Psychologists generally define forgiveness as a conscious, deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment or vengeance toward a person or group who has harmed you, regardless of whether they actually deserve your forgiveness." Forgiveness podcast family is about taking the blow without striking back, absorbing the pain without wishing pain on the other person who caused you the pain. So here's the great question. Is there anyone that you're withholding forgiveness from? Let's pray this prayer from thehopeline.com. Dear Heavenly Father, help me to forgive. Take the burden of unforgiveness and bitterness away from me. Help me to give up my right to get even. Free me from the toxic emotions that are keeping me in the painful grip of the past. I want to forgive as you've forgiven me. I may not feel like forgiving, but I know with your strength and in your power, I can forgive. I know I need to forgive for real healing to happen. I trust you, God, to deal justly with the person who's violated and wronged me. I will leave justice up to you. I will surrender my unforgiveness to you and forgive. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1100. In the meantime, forgiveness was never called easy. In fact, it may be the hardest and ultimately the most loving thing you'll ever do. You may have to begin by just praying for the other person, asking God to help you forgive, continually remembering your own forgiveness, and stay with the powerful, sometimes painful process, instead of holding out on forgiveness.